week.
All right. Thank you for the introduction, and thank you to all the previous speakers. I do like to acknowledge all the contributors to my presentation, which there's a lot, and I'd like to mention the name Sharon Wires, and she's a point of contact with NewOnNet. I'm the chair, Kurt Dell, Darren Harmel, Bruce Vandenberg, Greg Wilson, Jennifer Carter, Nancy Barbour, Peter Kleinman, Karamasi Stani, Epi Lehman, David Hogan, Tim Strickland, Newell Kitchen, John Messinger, Steve DeGrosso, Jane Johnson, Kip Balcon, John Finley, Naomi Fukagawa, Mark Powell, and Scott Bampel. It's a good team, and I have been lucky to be working with this group and cooperating for right now a year and a half. We all know that nutrients are important, just really quickly, but they are important for food security and to feed the world. The previous speaker have mentioned that, and for international and national food security. But when we apply more than needed, then the nutrient, we could create environmental problem, or there are reports, and this is an example that had tied the report that had tied the hypoxia problem in the Gulf of Mexico to management of nutrients in the Midwest. And that's an example of report that has tied environmental problems to nutrient management. In 2015, the USDA Agricultural Research Service published the action plan for the National Program 212, which is soil and air. And one of the products that was mentioned in the action plan for 2016 for 2020 for ARS was to develop a national and regional nutrient management database. Actually, there are three components. One of the components is just dedicated just to nutrient management. So that databases are very important for ARS, and there is an effort ongoing. That was in 2015. In 2016, we had, and that was last summer, last year, we had a workshop in Fort Collins, where all the different ARS groups came to Fort Collins, like GraceNet, RIP, Wind Erosion, Biochar, so Biology, NewOnNet, Nutrient Management, and one of the outcomes of that meeting was that to develop a steering committee to work in developing an ARS Nutrient Management Database, which is the Nutrient Uptake and Outcome Network. So that was so we have been working together for a year and a half, almost, since last summer. One of the first things that we did last year was to see what do we wanted to do. So we worked on several months. The meeting was in June in 2016. We worked several months and went in and did a NewOnNet website. So if you go type NewOnNet, you will find this website with a lot of information. And all the co-authors of this presentation are in the steering committee. So we bounced all the information back and forward to what we wanted to do, and we put together a vision, a prospectus, strategic goals, selected list of products. We were very ambitious for 2016, 2017, the communication plan, and foundational goals. So everything is there. And last year, you know, from the summer to the fall, we wanted to see, okay, can we do a proof of concept and put nutrient data there and manage it. And we are building on the ARS databases system like GraceNet and RIP. Steve DeGrosso, that is the chair from GraceNet, he was here earlier, but he left. I think GraceNet have like close to over 400,000 data points, or greenhouse gases measurement over 200,000. It's a big number. It's in the hundreds of thousands. So we didn't want to reinvent the wheel of a successful product like GraceNet and RIP. So we are using the software, and I call Bruce a guru. He's here. He's one of the, we are lucky that we have Bruce Vandenberg in Fort Collins that is a programmer. So we went in and took the databases that were published from GraceNet already, and then we calculated some nutrient use efficiencies, and we could show it and handle it. And so we were, by last fall, we were, okay, we could do this. Now we need to see how we're going to collect databases from ARS, from the different scientists. And again, we didn't want to reinvent the wheel, and something that had worked really good for ARS used a data entry template. So what we wanted to do was work with the data entry template from GraceNet, RIP, that helped to connect almost that half a million databases. And these have been successful for ARS and communicating with so many locations. So we took a year from last year, what we did from fall of 2016 to this fall, just to work in developing the data entry template. That's what we did last year. During the last year, we have been just working with a Excel file with data entry template that we could, other different people interested in contributing nutrient management databases could use. Now, that doesn't mean that if somebody wants to contribute data and have certain structure, that we could write a script and bring all that structure, all that massive data, and put it in NuoNet. We could do that. But I mean, for the day-to-day operation, this is a good tool that is working for ARS, and I'm going to tell you for what, because there's so many teams like soil biology and nutrient, greenhouse gases, RIP, that are using the template. And if you have a location where you have a scientist working in three or different projects, you don't have to enter the same data three times. You just enter the data one time, and you go to the tab that have your project soil biology, or antimicrobial resistance, or nutrient, and fill that out. And the rest of the information is there, including the GIS, but I'll show you as we move. So it took us a year to do that. And I call this still a prototype, but I call it, it's a NuoNet beta version, because it's out there, and we already published it, and you guys could download it from the web. It's in the cloud. I always like to acknowledge the team. So what we did, it took us 1 year to finish the data entry template, and discuss what nutrient management from the research that ARS is doing for leaching and so many buffers and conservation practices, what are the variables that we need to collect. So we finished the template, and now we have a beta testing group that is going to start loading data into the template to upload it. And the members of that beta testers team is myself and Steve DeGrosso, Carl Buster, Maisun Mika, Karamasi Tani, Darren Harmer, Rob Malone, Virginia Jean, Hero Golani, Curtis Dale, Keith Balcon, Shannon Wires, Jay Johnson, Scott Van Pels, Rob Venterra, Nicole Kaplan, and Mark Bogus, April Layden. So there's a lot of research location across the U.S. But we also have a NuoNet data support team. We don't have the bodies or data bodies that Sylvia was saying, but we have a group of a data support team that will be there to help the scientists. If the scientists have questions, this support team is going to help the scientists answer the question, and this support team is going to clean the data before it gets uploaded. That was the same framework that GraceNet and RIP used, and it did work then for them to collect, go to half a million records, I think, that we have. And Bruce knows those numbers by heart, too. So we have a beta tester group for NuoNet and a data support team for NuoNet, and we're going to have a webinar in November 9th, from 10 to 11:30 Eastern Time, for all of these people come together and have a webinar to see how the data entry template works and is being used, so we could start their effort. This is the data entry GraceNet data entry template that was used for so many people successfully, and for RIP, not just GraceNet, but another project RIP. And you can see all the tabs there. There's a lot of tabs, so you could put all the information there. It has a lot of metadata. It has the methodology that you use. It has the weather. I mean, so when you get this data set, you have a lot of information there. Soil chemistry, soil physics. But there was, for nutrients, what we did, NuoNet, what we did, we didn't want to reinvent the wheel. We took the GraceNet data set, and we added a tab about nutrient use efficiencies. We edited the tab about management amendments, so it will be applicable to nutrient management. There was not a tab for plant monitoring during the growing season as far as responses to nutrients. We added a tab for that. We edited the data from yield and nutrient uptake to make it reliable for nutrient management. We edited the tab that GraceNet have about biomass mineral analysis. There was not a crop quality, forest quality. Our goal, and we are working right now, we have a project with the human health data with John that just talked, is to connect the management of practices in the field of how influence forest quality, crop quality to human health. So we added a tab about crop quality or forest quality. In the nutrient cycling, we edited that tab for grazing, and one of the things that I think we contribute even to grazing and reap is a successful project. But for example, do you know that of the greenhouse gas emissions in the United States, 78% are indirect emissions of H2O, direct or indirect emissions as far as CO2 carbon equivalents because of the nitrogen losses. 20% are due to ammonia leaching or ammonia volatilization that also contribute to N2O emissions. So we even improved the graze net because they didn't have data about ammonia volatilization and nitrate leaching. And a lot of times you have a scientist doing greenhouse gases, or you may have another scientist in the same unit doing leaching or ammonia volatilization, but they don't put even the data together. And there was not a place to put that information that you could tie together. So this is helping scientists from ARS to come together to a location that you could upload the data that is connectable. There was not a data about water erosion. And then again, as far as the leaching, you leach carbon, soluble carbon. And if it was about grazing and carbon sequestration, that was being lost, so we contribute with that. We added a tab about water erosion and losses of nutrients, but also losses of organic matter. And so, I mean, this is also a contribution for grazing and reap, because now you have a place where you could put data about losses of organic matter or carbon or nitrogen. But not just that, because in the discussion that we had during that year from 2016 to 2017, we were talking about, since this is going to be in GIS, you could have places that you're going to have losses, but you're going to have deposition. Or you're going to have losses and deposition at the same time in different time of the year. So you could enter depositions or losses, or just losses or depositions. So, and we also had a tab about wind erosion and the losses on nutrients. And again, in the beta testing group, we have people that work with phosphorus, only phosphorus, with greenhouse gases, with carbon sequestration, with wind erosion, with surface erosion. The beta testing group have different crop quality through all those tabs to see if we could test it. And we added a tab, we edited the tab about grazing plants with the nutrient concentration. So that's what we did for a year, working in the data entry template. This is an example of the data entry template of the different efficiencies. I'm not going to go through all of them. I just wanted to show you that. And this is the sample of the tab. You're not seeing the whole tab because obviously there's a lot of information there. One thing that we wanted to do was, like, ARS spent a lot of millions of dollars in modeling efforts. So we discussed, and there was some of the members of the committee, and this was open. I didn't went there with an agenda. There was no agenda. It was a team effort, and we talked about it. Some members were not too supportive of the modeling data, that it should be measured data. But at the end, we all agree that if you have a peer review publication, the modeling data could come into the NUONED data. So, I mean, during the beta testing group, I would imagine that we want to try to see how we're going to save the simulations, or if we're going to have copies of the model. That's something to debate, or where we're going to put those ones. But modeling data for the server simulated, and in the data entry template, you could say if it's simulated or if it's measured. And then again, this is the tab of the surface losses on losses on nutrients. We already have a pre-release screen, a pre-release behind the firewall from ARS, so we have for the NUONED team, where you could log in and log in there and see the data. And we have two data sets from Colorado and Nebraska, and I did this one myself, went into some peer review publication from ARS scientists, and I entered data about nitrate leaching just to test the data entry template and surface runoff, to upload it to the pre-release site. This is how the pre-release site look. You could see data of the data that is there. It's searchable. You could query. You could upload it. You could download it. You could search for the different variables. It's really cool, the pre-release site. Now, we went ahead, and we just this month, October 10th, And Sylvia mentioned the Data Act Commons. Nuonet is going to be on the Data Act Commons too, because all of these, and Bruce could help me here, ARS also have a agricultural and natural resource data system website where you could go here and you could find a GraceNet, RIP, and click on them, Nuonet, and LTAR. You see LTAR, the SIP, and the Soil Biology Network, the antimicrobial resistance. And what we want is all of these data sets talk to each other. And eventually, too, when you click on some of these data sets, you can even go to the research unit and to the webpage of the research unit of who are the scientists that are doing this research. And this is already in the cloud. I mean, this is in the cloud and it's available to everybody. So this is the Natural Resource and Genomic Data System that was published in the public site from Nuonet in 2010. That is also going to be, I think this is going to be under the Data Act Commons. It's also going to be on the Data Act Commons. So Nuonet will be there. So when you click into the All Natural Resources location, these are all the locations from ARS, potential location interested in Nuonet. I did a survey, and over 60 different scientists across the nation told us, yeah, we want to contribute data to Nuonet. But I mean, I wanted to jump into it and say, okay, let's go and open it to everybody. And the committee recommended, Jorge, hold your horses. Let's test this, that it works and that they... And I always try to run, and that was a good recommendation, and I like it. So we are going to do a beta testing with a small group of 20 of how we collect data. What are the problems that the people that are going to be contributing data are going to tell us? What do we need to bonify that are ARS scientists? And we're going to go through that, and once what we could do to do it better, and then we're going to open it to everybody. But these are people that are waiting to try to contribute data that I have said that they are interested. Everything takes resources, everything takes time. And then again, like I say, there's the opportunity to work with Bruce and work with another programmer in a location to bring all big data sets that doesn't have to go to the template. Because we have a template doesn't necessarily mean that we cannot bring big data set and put it in the template, right, Bruce? Yeah, we could do that, and we have the capability to do that. But I mean, the template help kind of everybody or the different project we have found that people kind of like to work with the template, and so far that has been somewhat it's complex and it's complicated, but. A lot of people know how to use Excel. They could put it there, and you know, it's easy. I took this picture here because I've been contacted by Mexico, Mexican scientists and the Mexican Soil Society. They're interested in being part of Nuonet, and we want to open this to universities and to international too. This is the, and I know that Sylvie was, you wanted to copy of the data entry template. This is the place I'm going to send you the link where you could download it. It's available. And then to everybody. We already released the data, I call it prototype, but it's the beta data entry template that we have for Nuonet. And this is what you will get, and all the tabs and the information that is there. Now we're still working with it, and we need to make it better. And this is the open site. This is the release site. Of the two, this is the two Nuonet location. This one is for Corning. We have one from Nebraska. You could zoom into the plot, and you could see, you could search for the nutrient use efficiency data. You could download it. It will give you a citation for the download and the PEI for Corning and Nebraska. You could download an Excel file. There's a lot of capabilities there. And if we kind of look at the timeline that Nuonet had, again, I go back reviewing. In 2015, the 212 National Program put that goal. But this is not just a goal of the National Program 212. I want to be clear that there are people working and contributing to Nuonet across all, you know, like 211, 212, 215, 213, 216. It's open, and even with human health and animal health too. I mean, animal. There are people from other programs, from ARS national program, contributing to Nuonet. There's a lot of people interested. In 2015, we had this symposium, this workshop in the summer in Colorado, 2016, We developed the steering committee in 2016. We tested the web page, created a new Onet web page in 2016. We tested the database concept in 2016. We published a future article in the Journal of Soil and Water Conservation in 2016. And we published a news write-up in the AS3 Society's new magazine in 2016. By 2016, we established the GraceNet RIP framework, so it works. We tested, and again, what I like using the data entry template, that we are linked already to in upcoming databases such as Soil Biology and Agar, and this is completely available to the public. And so in now this year we already released it, at least released the beta testing from NuoNet, the beta data set from NuoNet to the public in the cloud, and the data entry template is available to download. We established a beta testing group and a data support group, and the data support group is really important to help the scientists, and I'm very excited because we established cooperation with ELTAR, with Justin in Colorado, and they are using the data entry template. We established cooperation with the Dairy Agroecosystem Working Group down, and we established cooperation with the USDA, and John Finley is here with his presentation of a USDA Food Data System database team member. And one thing that I really like that it was cool about this effort is like ARS approved the two grand challenges this year in 2017. And NuoNet is part of one of the grand challenges that was approved, that is to try to connect management of forages in the field to the quality of forage that is being given to the cows, to the quality of the milk that the cow are gonna have, to the potential for human health. And that's a grand challenge that was approved, and there's a lot of labs working with that, with Mark Bogues, myself, John Finley, Naomi Fukagawa, and there's a lot of people working in that grand challenge. But I mean, that's gonna be, everybody from NuoNet is part of that. You know, this is how the team works. You know, ourselves will be contributing to that. And so that was really exciting. As far as the goals for 2018, I think I have like 3 minutes or two, 3 minutes. Yeah, I'm gonna finish here pretty soon. So the goal for 2018 is we need to finish testing NuoNet and how can we improve it. We need to finish the programming of NuoNet, and I think we wanna tie this to modeling so people might be able to get there and download databases, and you could, you know, facilitate it to go to some models. And that's something that I have talked to Bruce, and we are interested in doing that. So we want this data to be available to everybody, but maybe that make it easier for you that you could download a script and it could go in the format for some models. You know, we'll work one at a time. And then we want to open it to the universities that are interested and international. And the other part, the second part, this is very complicated. I mean, I think we have moved really quickly, and in the last year and a half, where we are, that we have something functional and some data already released. But I mean, when we think about precision farming, remote sensing, and all of that kind of technology that we want to bring into nutrients, we decided that it was better to start with the easier part of kind of the GIS or plot, because we want to bring precision conservation, because right now you could put in data here about buffers or riparian buffer where you collected, put the GIS shape in the field where they are, but the spatial variability by point and kriging and all of that is not in here yet, but we hope to do those kind of data management for the future. Right now you have the GIS component of where it is in the landscape, buffers, riparian buffers, the plot, precision conservation, but we are not there yet for the precision farming and kriging for GIS points or remote sensing images for NDBI and whatnot that is being used for management. That's one of the goals for 2018, but again, that's gonna be a nice challenge and fun to work with it. that's all what I have.
Great. That's good. Okay.